Good morning. My name is Arnica, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the third quarter 2016 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I'm going to turn the conference over to David Rudnick. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Arnica. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' third quarter 2016 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhaodong Wang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and refer to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, December 19, 2016. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with the U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. Table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman CEO, Mr. Zhaodong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Wei Xie Dai will be translated for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫, 我代表公司, 欢迎大家参加 2016年 第三季度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our third quarter 2016 earnings conference call.
在 2016年 第三季度, 由于中国房地产和建材市场缓慢, 公司仍面临着持续低迷的市场环境, 由于客户需求 持续萎缩，今年前九个月我们的销售量比下降了25%，然而我们当前季度仍然能够保持合理的正现金流。
We experience continued sluggish market conditions in the third quarter of 2016 due to the slowing real estate and construction sectors across China. We saw our sales volume decline by 25% for the first 9 months of the year as compared to the year-ago period due to a continued contraction in consumer demand. However, we were still able to generate a reasonable level of positive cash flow in the current quarter.
为了转移库存，从7月1号开始， 我们将流通完满的产品价格降低呢 10%， 以期将库存转为现金。我们也在寻求更有效的运营方式，并与我们的分销商、供应商合作。
In order to move inventory, beginning on July 1st, we institute a 10% reduction in the prices of slowly moving products, which we hope will turn some of the inventory into cash. We're also looking for ways to operate more efficiently and are working with our distributors and suppliers to maintain sustainability in this challenging market environment.
在第三季度, 我们利用 那年化生产3800万平方米瓷砖的设备，而公司全年的总设计能量为年化6200万平方米瓷砖。与以往季度一样，我们依据市场环境，继续通过控制现有工厂产能的方式，降低运营成本。我们将在经济情况转好实力一闲置产能。
During the third quarter, we utilized the production facilities capable of producing 38 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year. Out of the company's usable annual production capacity of 62 million square meters. As we have in past quarters, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacities based on the current market conditions in order to keep our operating costs low, and we will bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
在2016年以下的几个月和2017年上半年，我们仍将面临充满挑战的市场环境，这主要是由于中国许多城市存在房地产库存过剩的问题，同时建材库存过多。长期来看，我们认为目标目前的紧缩将缓和并达到一个拐点，由于房地产开发和建设仍是中国经济的重要组成部分，我们将回到一个更温和的市场环境中。相较的市场挑战，我们准备充分有能力把握机会，并坚信我们的适应能力可以在充满挑战的时期取得成功。接下来我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司第三季度的营收情况，谢谢。
For the remainder of 2016 and into the first half of 2017, we anticipate continued challenging market conditions due to there being excess real estate for sale in many of China's cities and an overabundance of building materials inventories. In the long term, we believe that the current retrenchment will moderate and reach an inflection point, and we will return to a more moderate growth environment as real estate development and construction continues to be important components to China's economy. We are well positioned to capitalize on opportunities in our sector relative to our competition and believe that we can be adaptive so as to optimize our success during this challenging time. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Evan Han, who will discuss the company's third quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the third quarter of 2016. Our revenue for the third quarter end, September 30th, 2016, was RMB 251.2 million, or US$38.1 million, as compared to RMB 339 million, or US$53.3 million, in the third quarter of 2015. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to both a 17.3% decrease in sales volume to 9.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles from 11 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the year-ago quarter, and a 10.7% decrease in average selling price to RMB 27.6 per square meters from RMB 30.9 per square meters in the year-ago quarter. Gross profits for the third quarter end, September 30th, 2016, was RMB 6.7 million, or US$1 million, as compared to RMB 46.3 million, or US$7.3 million, in the year-ago quarter. the gross profit margin was 2.7% for the third quarter compared to a gross profit margin of 13.7% in the year-ago quarter. The reduction in the gross margin was primarily driven by 1. The 10.7% decrease in the average selling price of the company's ceramic tiles, attributable to our having instituted a 10% decrease in the price of slow-moving inventory beginning on July 1st, 2016, due to challenging market conditions. And 2, an RMB 16.8 million write-down of inventory in the third quarter of 2016. Other income. For the third quarter end, September 30th, 2016, was RMB 3.6 million, or US dollar, US 0.5 million, as compared to RMB 0.2 million, or US dollar 0.03 million for the third quarter of 2015. The year-over-year increase in other income was primarily due to RMB 3.5 million, or US dollar 0.5 million. Of rental income received by the company received by leasing out of one of the production lines from its handling facility pursuant to an 8-year lease contract. Profits from operation before taxes for the third quarter of 2016 was RMB 0.9 million or US dollar 0.1 million as compared to RMB 36.6 million or US dollar 5.8 million in the year ago quarter. The year-over-year decrease was the result of the decrease in gross profit in the current period offset somewhat by other income, which consists primarily of RMB 3.5 million in the rental income derived from the company leasing out one of the production lines from its handling facility, offset somewhat by other income. Net profit for the third quarter end, September 30th, 2016, was RMB 1.2 million or US dollar 0.2 million as compared to RMB 26.9 million or US dollar 4.2 million of net profit for the third quarter and September 30th, 2015. Earnings per share for the third quarter of 2016 on a basic and fully diluted basis were RMB 0.44 or US dollar 0.06 and RMB 0.42 or US dollar 0.06 respectively, as compared to basic and fully diluted earnings per shares of RMB 10.52 or US dollar 1.68 in the third quarter of 2015, as adjusted for the 1-for-8 reverse split in June 2016. EBITDA for the third quarter of 2016 was RMB 12.1 million or US dollar 1.8 million as compared to RMB 54.8 million or US dollar 8.6 million for the third quarter end, September 30, 2015. For the first 9 months of 2016, revenue was RMB 591.8 million or US dollar 90 million as compared to RMB 808.8 million or US dollar 127.3 million for the 9 months end September 30th, 2015. Gross profit for the first 9 months of 2016 was RMB 57 million or US dollar 8.7 million as compared to RMB 95.9 million or US dollar 15.1 million in the 9 months end September 30th, 2015. The gross margin was 9.6% as compared to 11.9% in the same period of 2015. Net profit for the 9 months end September 30th, 2016 was RMB 30.7 million or US dollar 4.7 million as compared to RMB 48.9 million or US dollar 7.7 million for the same period of 2015. Earnings per basic and fully diluted share were RMB 11.18 or US dollar 1.7 and RMB 10.58 or US dollar 1.61 respectively for the 9 months end September 30th, 2016 as compared to earnings per fully basic and fully diluted share of RMB 19.14 or US dollar 3.04 in the same period of 2015, as adjusted for the 1-for-8 reverse stock split in June 2016. Turning to our balance sheet, as of September 30th, 2016, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 25.6 million or US dollar 3.8 million as compared to RMB 0.5 million or US dollar 0.08 million as of fiscal year end 2015. Our short-term bank borrowings was nil as of September 30th, 2016 as compared to RMB 40.1 million or US dollar 6.2 million as of December 31st, 2015. As of September 30th, 2016, inventory turn was 144 days as compared to 131 days as of December 31st, 2015. The increase in inventory turnover days was primarily due to the 25% decrease in sales volume in the first 9 months of 2016. To 19.8 million square meters of ceramic tiles as compared to 26.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the first 9 months of 2015. The company believes that the currently challenging economic environment has caused a lower inventory turnover than normal, and the company will make a continuous effort to deplete the slow-moving stocks. Trade receivables turnover was 239 days as of September 30th, 2016, compared with 163 days of December 31st, 2015. The increase in trade receivable turnover days was primarily due to the difficult economic environment, which has forced us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivables turnover figures than normal. The company believes that it has sound relationships with its customers and that it will not experience difficulties associated with collection from these accounts. As a plant capacity and capital expenditure update, in March 2016, the company entered into an 8-year contract to lease out one of the production lines from its Handley facility. The production line has the capacity to produce approximately 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually. The terms of the contract is from March 1st, 2016 to February 29, 2024, and the contract stipulates for the receipt of rental income of RMB 15 million per year, including 6% value-added tax. The company believes that it is prudent to generate income from this unused production capacity from the third party rather than let it remain idle. Therefore, for the term of the 8-year lease, the company may only produce up to 20 million square meters of ceramic tiles from its handling facility. And its maximum annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 62 million square meters of ceramic tiles attributable to the lease. For the third quarter of 2016, we utilized plant capacity capable of producing 38 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. Our Hangzhou facility has an annual production capacity of 42 million square meters of ceramic tiles, and we utilize annual capacity capable of producing 19 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Our Hangzhou facility has an annual production capacity of 30 million square meters, of which we are leasing 10 million square meters of production capacity to a third party, and we utilized annual capacity capable of producing 19 million square meters of ceramic tiles. In terms of our CapEx, we review the level of capital expenditure throughout the year and make adjustments subject to market conditions. Although business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate a modest level of capital expenditure for the remainder of 2016, other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repair, and the maintenance of equipment. Looking ahead to 2017, we also anticipate a low level of capital expenditure given our generally upgrade plants and equipment and currently challenging market conditions. Moving on to our business outlook. In the third quarter of 2016, we experienced a contraction in our sales volume compared to the third quarter of 2015 due to the effects of a continued slowdown in China's construction sectors. In the third quarter of 2016, the company's sales volume was 9.1 million square meters of ceramic tiles, a decrease 17.3% as compared to sales volume of 11 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the year ago quarter. For the first 9 months of 2016, sales volume was 19.8 million square meters of ceramic tiles, a decrease of 25% as compared to sales volume of 26.4 million square meters for the first 9 months of 2015. The current quarter's period over a year ago period decline in sales volume was the fourth in a row, and it was sixth quarter out of last 7 quarters of period over a year ago period declines. In addition, the challenging market environment has induced us to institute a 10% reduction in the price of slow-moving inventory on July 1, 2016. This was primarily the cause of a 10.7% decrease in the average selling price for all our products in the current quarter to RMB 27.6 per square meters of ceramic tiles, as compared to RMB 30.9 per square meters of ceramic tile in the year ago quarter. This was the first decline in our average selling price following 11 quarter of period over a year ago period increases. It was also the biggest such decline in 3 years, which was also due to an inventory retrenchment at that time. we attribute the current quarter's decrease in both sales volume and every selling price to continued difficult macroeconomic and real estate conditions in China. We expect the currently challenging market conditions to continue for the remainder of this year and into next year as the pace of property construction has slowed substantially, especially for moderately priced residential units, which are the core of our business. A further decline in new building projects is likely to occur as the Chinese government is intent upon restricting property-related investments to cool high property prices, which has risen dramatically in China's larger cities, as well as rain in the following that has occurred among property developers and the overweighting of mortgage in the banking sectors. However, additionally, land could be made available for development to rebalance supply and demand and to tame down an increase in property prices in Chinese major cities. Although a period retrenchment has emerged in our sector, we believe that the building material sector is sustainable in the long term, since the economic fundamentals for property development and construction are underpinned by the Chinese government's policy of urbanization. Overall, we expect lower growth in residential building as compared to what has occurred historically, especially in small cities which still have a large inventory of unsold properties. We typically receive the order from customers 2 months in advance of production of a rolling basis. We enter into a dealership agreement with customers, and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of September 30th, 2016, our backlog was approximately RMB 96 million or US dollar, 14.4 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the third quarter. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 159 million or US dollar 25 million as of September 30th, 2015. A year-over-year decrease of 39.6%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that might be expected in the next quarter, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In our view, we are reasonably well positioned to weather the current headwind caused by downturn in Chinese construction industry due to our prominent name recognition, expertise, product customization, and ability to operate in lean and efficient manner with best-in-class manufacturing facilities. We foresee a possible boost in the Chinese government infrastructure spending on affordable and senior housing, which could generate opportunity for our company. We will continue to be opportunistic and adaptive to the market environment, and will seek to pursue new business opportunities in an attempt in countervail currency changing market conditions. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the third quarter 2016 financial and operating performance. Operator.
At this time, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
汪先生你好，我很高兴见到你们。Hello, Mr. Huang. I'm happy to have met you a few weeks ago.
你好。
你好。Edmund, I have I think I have a typo in the quarterly report. I'm turning the page here. On the income statement,
yes,
you have, it's probably a tax credit, and it looks like a tax deduction. They forgot to put the brackets around the credit. If you, where, I can't find it, but let me see here. Oh, on page six. When you have the English revenue, the English revenue and the Chinese renminbi, in the column that says U.S. dollars, you have 129 million pre-tax, and then 45 million added to that to get to 174. I think you meant a reversal rather than an expense. It looks like an expense. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh. Which line you mean, the backlog?
The 45,000 USD. There's 129, which is pre-tax profit, and then there's 45, and then 174. And the 45 is in addition to the 129, but it looks like a normal subtraction, so you might want to check the typing on that.
Yeah, I will chat on that later.
Yeah, okay. Somebody asked me to ask you. I think it's academic. If somebody came along with a bid for the whole company at a few times the current stock price, I don't know, three or four times, would you listen? Even though we know cash is much higher than that. It's not my question. I know the answer, but I promised I'd ask the question.
What you mean? If the stock price is now is three or four times higher than current price?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is your question?
The question is, if somebody came along for a bid for the whole company that price,
yeah,
would you and Huang Shensheng listen?
Would I and Huang Shensheng will sell the company,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
There's no straight answer for this question. So probably we need to discuss with the board member on this matter.
Yeah, that's only a theoretical question. I don't think he had the money available to do it, but he realized that the balance sheet is worth much more than the stock price, and he thought, how much do they think it's worth? So I said, I think I know because I met them a few weeks ago in Hangdali.
Yeah.
But I promised I would ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay. 谢谢你们。我希望再见到你们。
Oh, 谢谢。
不客气。I hope to meet you again. Thanks.
谢谢。谢谢。
谢谢。
And to ask a question, press star, then number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from James Kahn, private investor.
Good morning. I have a few short questions. One is this. There is a cost to being publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange or on NASDAQ, and it's a fairly considerable cost for a tiny company. I'm wondering, given that the, as we just discussed, that the liquidation value of your company is multiples in excess of the share price, so
yeah,
the markets are not being, the U.S. markets are not being kind to your company. What is your justification? Why do you stay traded on the U.S. markets? You could take the company private or liquidate. So what's your reasoning for being willing to pay that annual cost?
Yeah, this is a good question. But the board member and also Mr. Huang would still think that it's better to keep the listing status on the first hand, and also to do business in China by naming a listed company that will have such certain advantage to do business in China. And we also think we are also working hard to tell our investor that we will one day have a chance to have a very good return to them on the stock price. At this moment, we are still happy to keep this listing status in U.S.
I understand. Okay, thank you. So one follow-up question. An admirable attribute of Chinese culture in general is to think very long-term, and Americans are famous for sometimes being very short-term oriented. So given that you have said that in the near future there will be continued pressure on your business, but you've also just said that you think in the more distant future things will do very well, and given what Americans do every year at this time is they dump their losing stocks so that they can get a deduction, an offset to their gains, and not have to pay tax. So we're now 2 weeks before December 31st, and given the report you just gave, the irrational price of your stock might become even more irrational. If CCCL sells off sharply as a result of your earnings report, is there a price at which you, the company, or you as individuals, might start to buy it to take advantage of these people who are dumping it without regard to price or value, just to get the tax loss?
I think your question does not apply to the Chinese people or the company.
Well, no, it doesn't, but you could take advantage of the Americans. I mean, suppose they drive the stock down to $1 a share, 50 cents a share as a result of this.
Yes.
Would you buy?
Also, this is not a very strict. I cannot answer you directly on this matter. We also need to think behind your question. We will think about your question on this matter.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, press star one to ask a question. At this time, there are no further questions. You may continue with your presentation or closing remarks.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation in this call. This concludes China Ceramics' third quarter 2016 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.